Hello and welcome to the WebCERT and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A new e-commerce site has launched in the Middle East. A leading Chinese search engine has launched a fact-checking feature. And new research has found that UK e-commerce sites need to improve their returns policies and provide better in-transit progress information. E-commerce site has launched in the United Arab Emirates. Called Noon, the site sells a wide range of products, including electronics, home and kitchen, fashion, beauty, and grocery items. It's launched as both a website and as a mobile app in the UAE and has also plans to launch a site in Saudi Arabia in the next few weeks. Noon's launch has been long awaited by shoppers in the Middle East. The site was originally set to go live at the beginning of 2017, but suffered from setbacks. A spokesperson from Noon commented on the launch, saying, "We are excited to deliver orders to our first customers. We are proud to take this important first step in our journey, and we are committed to making Noon the region's Arabic first e-commerce platform." The leading Chinese search engine Baidu has launched a fact-checking feature. Search results containing fake news or false information will now be labeled with a rumor label. The feature only currently works on mobile, but it's expected that it'll be rolled out to desktop search results in the future. It works by checking the contents of web pages against a huge database of rumors that Baidu is in the process of compiling. Cybersecurity departments from China's police forces will help to keep the database of rumors up to date, with experts on various topics also being invited to contribute. Baidu hopes that the database will eventually cover 1 million topics, making it the biggest and most ambitious anti-rumor project to date. Online rumors are a big problem in China, with fake news stories about food safety being especially common in the country. UK e-commerce sites need to improve their returns policies and provide better in-transit progress information, according to research by IMRG. The study found that whilst 85% of Brits were satisfied with the deliveries of their online purchases, just 67% were satisfied with returns. This large gap in satisfaction highlights that returns are a key area where e-commerce sites can improve. The research also found that 85% of online shoppers wanted to be kept informed about the progress of their delivery whilst in transit. 70% said that in-transit information formed an important or very important part of their e-commerce experience. Research by eMarketer has revealed how the US search advertising landscape is evolving. Search ad spending in the country is growing strongly, with this being driven by mobile ad placements. Mobile ad spend will grow by almost 25% this year, whilst desktop spending and laptop-based placements are set to decline. Mobile currently dominates search advertising, with 70% of all search ad spend in the US set to go on mobile this year. This figure is predicted to reach 80% in 2021. When it comes to which search engines Americans are using, Google comes out on top. According to a separate report from Merkle, 89% of search ad clicks that took place in Q2 2016 were on Google. Keyword targeting remains the core method that search advertisers are using, but an increasing number are also turning their attention to other targeting methods, such as location and demographic-based methods. Looking at where search marketing is headed, the report predicts that voice search, visual search, and digital assistants will play a big part in the future direction of the industry. And finally, some professors at Peking University have started distributing their course materials and lesson notes to their students using WeChat. WeChat is one of the most popular apps in China and has a wide range of functions, including file sharing and group chats. There are several advantages to using WeChat instead of physical textbooks, such as the much higher cost and weight of textbooks compared to the digital copies distributed over the app. WeChat's group messaging function also allows students to engage in discussions both before and after lessons. It also means that new materials and case studies can be shared with students much faster, something which is especially important for rapidly changing subjects like business. One student from Peking University commented on the use of WeChat, saying students would be happy if everything went online. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.